Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We're originating in Baltimore, Maryland, and I want you to know we're on fire for the Lord, because every praise, every worship, every song, glory to God, is to our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you today, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look, I just thank God for you. This is the pastor's corner, but I just got to sing a shout out to Minister Linda Blackwell and Tiffany. I know y'all were singing along with that. God bless you. And Sister Angie and Yvette and Mother Harris and Ronna Harris, y'all were singing along with that. I know y'all enjoyed that. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. And Norman, Dr. Norman Nevins, hallelujah. God bless you. Congratulations, you received your doctorate. God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophet Cynthia, God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. I know you were singing along with that, too. Glory to God. Brother Jerry Cleveland, God bless you. Pastor Mike and Pastor Peggy, Hanover, Pennsylvania, glory to God. Oh, y'all folks down there, oh, your pastors down there in North Carolina, God bless you. Love you, babies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister AJ, God bless you, baby. You were singing too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Julie Warren, my God bless you, baby. So glad that. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I thank God you remember that song. I know you do. Glory to God. Minister Jane, Apostle Dustin Harper, glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Kevin Barber and Pastor Shelly Barber, thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Pastor Don Street, well, my goodness, you have a busy Sunday and you took time to get on the call. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is hallelujah. Vernon McBride, God bless you. Enjoyed the message of Pastor Maxine Lee on Friday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look, Pastor Viola Wright, oh, you go, girl. Hallelujah. We enjoy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message that he shared. Hallelujah. To the masses all over this country. Hallelujah. At 1 p.m. on hallelujah. Glory to God. We listened to that on this Friday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all of the others, all of glory to God. I can't name everybody because I'm going to leave somebody out. I know I'm going to do that. But God bless you and thank you. The 1,000 pastors have tuned in to, hallelujah, the Pastor's Corner from all over the world. And we want to share this with you that we've just finished the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Found in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And if you want to review any of the things that we've shared, you can go to your YouTube and put in Neil Reyes. That's Neil, N as in Nancy, E-A-L, first name, Neil Reyes, R as in Ralph, E-Y-E-S, Neil Reyes. And he has the Champions Minute, and I'm going to tell you, he will talk to you, he will share with you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that's for the edification of the body of Christ, the building up, the perfecting of the saints, and the work of the ministry. We thank God for you. But anyway, today we're going to have just a brief discussion about, you know, the things that we used to do in churches. A lot of times, what some of us have done, because we're supposed to be enlightened, we done threw the baby out with the bathwater, and you don't do that. I remember in days gone by, and Pastor Peaches, I want you to join in on this one when you feel led to do this. We used to have a where somebody was trying to pray through, to have a breakthrough, and the mothers of the church, glory to God, would gather around them, and one would be spinning in one ear, hold on, and the other would be spinning in the other ear, and let go, glory to God. But they mean well, but they stood there. They travailed with that person. They threw away their watches and their clocks. And they didn't worry about that. They persevered. They hung in there until there was a breakthrough. Now, you know that Jehovah Perezo, that's God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. A covenant name of God. But I remember that. You know, folks did not budge. They weren't concerned about the clock until there was a breakthrough, until it was resolved in the praying. Somebody got healed. Somebody got delivered. Somebody got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Pastor Peter, you want to add anything to that?
Hallelujah.
Well, bless God. She wants to add something in a minute, but I send the grace and mercy of God to every pastor out there right now in the name of, I know a lot of you wonder, but I want to go, don't you want to start with prayer? Baby, I've been praying all day long. Glory to God. You just got to catch up, you know, the tomato, catch up.
Hallelujah.
We walking this thing. I'm walking in the spirit, baby. The grace of God be upon you. The mercy of God be upon you. We in service. We're praising God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor
Peter,
you want to
say something? I remember the church
that
we came up, we used to have cherry
service. Oh, come on
now. And I tell you, there, if the bishops ask, is there anybody want to get saved tonight? Y'all want to tarry for the Holy Ghost? You want to get saved? Come on to the altar.
Hallelujah.
I mean, the little ones and the grown ones are there. And the church mothers that they have been there, because we used to go to church in the morning.
Sunday morning. Come on,
Sunday
now.
Morning.
Yeah.
At 9:30 Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
Then have service, 12 o'clock service.
Yes.
Then and we used to take out dinner to church.
That's right.
And then after we would get out of church after out of service.
Like 2:30 Come on.
3 o'clock.
Then we had
choir rehearsal.
Uh-oh.
In between.
That's right.
And then YPWW service at
that's
7 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And then we have night service.
Well,
but you know what? James Cleveland made a song. He said, we don't do that no more. No more. We used to go to church on Sunday and stay there all day long. We don't do that no more. And you know what? Saints of God, I think some of our old ways we need to get back to.
You know what?
We need to get back to.
Yeah, Pastor Peach, can I just share this? You know, see, there was result. We were determined. In those days, and by the way, you were just a little girl when I was dealing with YPWW. It was at 6 o'clock in my day. They moved it back to 7 o'clock in your day. I had to give y'all a little bit more time so y'all get the chicken grease off your fingers and stuff and get down there to YPWW. But the bottom line, at service, we dealt with results. If there was no, and nobody got saved, nobody got the Holy Ghost, nobody got healed, we wouldn't buzz. We didn't worry about the clock. The clock, what clock? My goodness. We'd stay until we'll pray somebody through. Do you remember the conversation?
Yes.
We're praying somebody through. You tell somebody, praying somebody through. They said, what's that? clearing somebody through. They talk. Look, you have service. If nobody gets healed, nobody gets saved, nobody gets filled with the Holy Spirit, there ain't no breakthrough in all of the strongholds of the enemy that have been attacking folks, you may as well stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all may as well have not done. Tell them, vacation time. We ain't having service today because we ain't getting no results. It's time for you to understand that it's time for results. I don't mean that you get emotional, because a lot of folks get emotional and they shout all around the church, and then half an hour after service, you ask them, well, what type of message? Well, I don't know, but it was real good. They shouted, but they didn't get nothing. There was no results in the life, no change. Because they went back on money, they kept lying, committed adultery, they stole, or from the jobs, all that stuff they were doing, because they were entertained. But in the day, glory to God, I hope I'm not yelling too much, in the day, glory to God, it wasn't about it being entertained. It was about results.
Amen.
Now you got to entertain them. You got to have a 200-voice choir. Come on. Which is nice. I'm not saying don't have that, because you got 200 people that want to dedicate themselves to making a joyful noise unto the Lord. In fact, I wish I had a 200-voice choir. Come on now. Oh, is that being covered? But anyway, I'm going to tell you something. That's all right. But see, it's not about entertainment. It's about praying through. It's about getting results. It's about tearing down the strongholds of the enemy, destroying the works of the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the pastor's corner on today.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You have any final words for pastor's corner today? Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I think some of our old ways, you know, I heard a cliche, something, it said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Whoa.
You know, some of our things, some of the ways we have changed because times have changed, but look at what we've gotten as the results of things changing, y'all. I think some of the things we need to get back to, some of the things that we hear of today going on in the pulpit and going in the church. Maybe it was going on a long time ago, but we didn't hear it. It wasn't broadcast. It wasn't. You know, it just wasn't. I just don't know of it going on like that. You know, and people were afraid. They were afraid of doing certain things in the church.
You know what? I remember how people they were so afraid of transgressing against God that if they stubbed their toe. They were on the altar this Sunday. They stubbed their toe. They were back on the altar on Tuesday night and on Friday night and on Sunday again so that they make sure that they had that business fixed. You understand? But now, glory to God. What? They're watching the watch. If the pastor speaks more than half an hour, whoa. Lord, you know, I got to watch the football game. Boom. I got things to do. Like, that's more than important than lifting up the name of Jesus. Because he's the one to put breath in our body.
Amen.
Come on. If he wanted to take his breath back, I don't know, there can be 10 football games on your multiplex TV going on at the same time. But you wouldn't know it because he took his breath. You dead.
That's right. And we knew how to call the tell the church mothers, oh, please be praying and be touching the green because I want a promotion on the job and I want the Lord to bless me this way and this and that. And you didn't mind staying in church no matter how long the service was or whatever. You didn't look at the pastor with an attitude because he was preaching a little while longer or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But now, it's just like, you know,
you got
to tip out. You
tip
got
up. Put the finger up in there. You remember that? I put the finger up in there. You know, that was ingrained in me so much. One time, this was many years ago, I was in a movie, and I had to go to the bathroom. I put my finger up there and tipped out the movie. God. But that's what people would do now, tip it out of the church because the pastor's taking a little bit too long. And if you still ask him what he preached about, I don't know, but he was preaching too long for me. Did you hear the word? See, the word is going to set you free. The word is going to protect you. The word is going to build you up. Psalms 119, verse 105 says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto your path. You want to know whether you're going in the right way. You got to have a light on that path or you're going to fall in a ditch or a hole or a line. You won't see the enemy waiting for the pounce upon you. 1 Peter 5, glory to God, 8 says, the enemy as a roaring lion is going around seeking whom he may devour. You won't be able, glory to God, to see him coming if you don't have a light on your path. And that's the word of God. Watch out now.
Yes, and the same thing that you tipped out of church and you couldn't hear and you missed, it was just what you needed for the week. And all, if you wrote down those scriptures, and I'm not saying that, you know, people shouldn't work on Sunday. If you have to go to work, that's fine. And you was able to get in church for a small bit of time to honor the Lord and all before. And you had your work clothes and stuff in the car, and you had to change. Yes, you got to take care of your family. We're not talking about that. And sometimes we put other presidents above being in the house of the Lord. And don't you know the word of God says, fail not to assemble yourself. And a lot of times, is that the same thing that you're going through? Don't you know somebody else may be going through it and can encourage you? You just hearing somebody else's testimony and will give you strength. Say, hey, if they've gone through it, I can go. If they're gone through it and they made it through, I can too. And sometimes it just takes you just being encouraged just by hearing somebody else that has already gone through. Because sometimes when we're going through something, we think we're on that island all by ourselves because we haven't heard of somebody else going through this. We haven't heard of somebody else being stabbed on the back or on a job because you're waiting for a promotion. Or somebody else that you close friends that came on the job after you then came up and got a promotion, you feel as if you supposed to have gotten. But you know, if you listen to the word of God, God will. And the pastor's going to preach that Sunday that you tipped out. He was going to preach on putting on your whole armor. And don't you know, that parts of that armor would have covered your emotions, and you would have known how to put that armor on so that you didn't go out of your character and say and then get upset at somebody. And you would have been able to rejoice with that person that got that promotion and say, Lord, I thank you for the next time, for the next promotion coming around being mine.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Peaches, I just need to add this. You know, sometimes there is a wolf and sheep's clothing on your job or in your family, but you don't know it. They're going around behind your back and poisoning the water, poisoning the food, poisoning, you know, figuratively, maybe sometimes even literally. But anyway, the bottom line is that when you have the word of God in you, and you're being able to be fed, God will drop in your spirit how to discern the spirit that's motivating people's actions, and to uncover the wolf in sheep's clothing, uncover the conspiracy against you. You thought, so why are these things happening? There's somebody close to you that's poisoning the water, that's making stuff. The messing up stuff that you done fixed up, and then when you turn your back, they mess it up, so it looks like you didn't do your job. But glory to God. That's why you need to stay in the Word. That's why you need to get together. Because hallelujah, we got to end this now. We overtime, Pastor's Quarter. Lord have mercy. We're not the Pastor's Quarter Hour. I don't know what time it is now, but the bottom line, we thank God for what we share. Hopefully that it will help somebody, some pastor out there. We got pastors all over the world listening to this broadcast right now. We've had people on our broadcast. You remember in the past, we had people call from Hong Kong, China, and Germany, and the Caribbean. You remember that? Well, we had that coming, and there are people that are doing that right now. They're calling, they're listening to what we have to say because we got something to say. But bless the name of the Lord. God bless you. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the hearers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the oldest to the youngest. Lord God, bless every child, Lord God. Allow the word of God to go down in spirit and to explode. Allow, give them the understanding, Lord God, of the word of God that's going to be preached on today. Father God, we ask you to bless every hearer in the name of Jesus. Any sick in their body, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing. Father God, we ask you to bless the word of God that's going to come forth on today. We thank you, Lord God. It's going to be a right now word. Lord God, we ask you to bless every pastor. Lord God, bless them. Lord God, bless their congregation. Bless Bishop Bird, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to crown his head, Lord God, with wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, of your word. Bless him. Continue to touch his body, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless your hearers all over the world. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, continue to allow your word, Lord God, to draw in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Now, Old Testament scripture, Jeremiah 18, hallelujah, 1 through 6. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. There's an Old Testament reading. Hallelujah. We thank God for our New Testament reading. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Which is Romans. Hallelujah. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the reading of the word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, to right and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary worthy, pure and holy, to ride and through with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. God bless you, beloveds. We love you today. We thank God for you out there that listening to this broadcast, no matter where you are today. We thank God for victory in your lives. We thank you, God, for meeting you at the point of your need. That's what God does. We thank God for that. And right now, we just want to just bless the Lord just for a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, we thank God again for mighty women of God, Pastor Peaches and Pastor Viola Wright and Pastor Maxine Lee. These mighty women of the Lord have shared mighty messages just recently, Pastor Peaches just now on this broadcast, but we thank God for Pastor Maxine Lee that shared about travailing in the spirit. And we've gotten away from that, and we need to get back to the old landmark. Hallelujah. Let's all go back to the old landmark. Hallelujah. And stay in the presence of the Lord until something happens, until something moves, until there is a breakthrough. Don't you be concerned about the moving or where you got to go sometimes. Sometimes you got to stand. You got, glory to God, and haven't done all to stand. You got to stand still and see the salvation of your God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what time is it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 337. Because hallelujah, glory to God. We are not going to get by this because, see, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want more of the Lord. More of the Lord. More of the, my heart desires more of the. And one of the ways that we can get more of the Lord in his word. And you know what his word is? The Logos is the written word. Hallelujah. The Rhema is the spoken word. Glory to God. But the living word is Jesus himself. Glory to God. Amen. And that's why Holy Communion, we do it every time. Hallelujah. We get a chance. We do it twice a week, twice a day, on Sundays and Wednesdays at least. Amen. Sometimes my wife is away from home, I might do it another time. Glory to God. Because there's something about the Holy Communion that gets you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's the meal that heals. Yes. It's an intimate relationship. It's a communion with Christ. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-34. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We examine ourselves. That's what the word of God says. And so, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. And Father God, we receive, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment. Hallelujah. We turn it over to the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, glory to God. Your words say, hallelujah, to examine ourselves, and we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. By the way, I have to interject this. Housekeeping rules. Get your pen and pencil, piece of paper. Hallelujah. Get your little cracker and your wafer, your little bread, and something to drink. Because we're in the midst of Holy Communion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Yeah, y'all run and get it now. Y'all knew we were going to do this because we do this every service. You should have had it ready. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you anyway. Lord, Father God, we thank you for the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you, God. We ask that you would bless and anoint it, God. Sanctify in Jesus' name, for this is the meal that heals. Mm. So, Father God, we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians, hallelujah, 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 says, we have redemption through your blood. And Matthew 26:28 says, our sins are forgiven because of the blood. So we thank you, oh God, for your blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's one thing you put above yourself. That's your word of God. Hallelujah. Psalms 138:2. So we thank you for your word of God. Your word says, hallelujah, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Shem Adonai. That means blessed be God, the Lord. Hallelujah, because we're taking communion worthily. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, bless your name, oh God. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before your life or death blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And your words say in hallelujah, Numbers 23:19, hallelujah, that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word, O God. Amen. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, glory to God. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Let's break it. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for our healing, oh God. We thank you that in Luke 4:18, it says that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you for healing every system of our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The intercanine system. Hallelujah. The musculoskeletal system. Hallelujah. The nervous system. The respiratory system. Hallelujah. The urinary system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alimentary system. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every system of our body, the urinary system, hallelujah, glory to God, the cardiovascular system, every system of our body. We thank you, God. Every area, oh God. We thank you that healing is the bread of your children, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. Psalms 100 and Galatians 3:26 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture." Again, that's Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100. That we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for our healing right now. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup also. And when he had given thanks, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that, hallelujah, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah, that his fight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, nullifies, brings to naught, reverses, destroys, utterly discombobulates every curse against us and our families in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes them know that, brings to nil every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name, sing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. Bear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. And
thank
now,
you.
Lord, we do the family daily confession. And we want you to repeat it after us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Isaac the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl. And our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, and 2 Kings, the first chapter. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And right now, what time is it, Pastor?
Hallelujah.
3:48. We're going to go right into the Word of God for today. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead. Yes.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater than you.
We thank you, O God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, Lord. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the harvest of every seed sown today, every good seed sown today, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessings. Hallelujah. Take me to if you notice now that you're already defeated. So we bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you from our presence. You will not steal the word that shall come forth right now in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thanks the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanks the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Brother Harry Warsaw, say amen again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Margaret Pearson, say amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Carol Dunston, say amen. Dunston, say amen again. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
We bless God for you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
We bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
if
you
would, turn to Hebrews, the 12th chapter for me. I'll
hallelujah.
Tell you when to start reading and where to read.
Thank you, Jesus.
But there was a woman sent to this earth by God. Her name was Elizabeth. And God used this woman to bring a truth out through generations. And she may not have realized that she was being used of God. But God used her and underscored something that was applied to her name throughout the ages. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Somebody thinks I'm talking about Elizabeth in the Bible. No. This Elizabeth was born on May 1st, 1907. And she left this earth to go to her reward on June 17, 1986. Now, her full name was Catherine Elizabeth Smith. She was born in Greenville, Virginia, and at an early age, she and her family moved to Washington, D.C. And tradition has it that while a young girl, she had a 5 and 10 cent store. Now, a lot of you don't even know what that is. Before the dollar stores and the $5 stores, there was a 5 and 10 cent store. Because if I said could buy a loaf of bread or a dozen eggs and stuff, you could get a whole lot of stuff. You take a dollar to the store, you might come home with 2 bags of groceries. You understand what I'm saying? But there was a 5 and 10 cent store. And she worked at that store, and tradition has it that she was discovered, because she was singing. She could sing. And tradition in Hollywood and all those in entertainment field felt that she was the greatest contralto singer of the 20th century. And she, her heyday was in the 1940s. And hallelujah, she was called the songbird of the South. And many knew her. She had a TV program and a radio program, but she was known in the entertainment world as Kate Smith. And Kate Smith sang a song written by Irving Berlin, which she made famous. In every major event, every major celebrity circumstance or celebration, they either had her singing live or recorded her singing God Bless America.
Amen.
And then somebody, a sportscaster, in the 1950s, we had not been able to nail down who it was that said it first. But what happened, there was a team in the bottom half of the ninth inning, and they were losing miserably. And one of the commentators said, "I guess it's over." And the other commentator, we would call him the color commentator, because he had to add a little flavor to stuff. He told her, "It ain't over till the fat lady
finishes."
And that came down through the many sports arenas until it got to a catcher by the name of Yogi Berra, played for the Yankees. And that saying, you know, Yogi had his yoga rhythms, and he refined that. And he said, "It ain't over until it's over." Glory to God. Well, I've got news to all of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, what does it say?
"Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God."
Okay. Now, in essence, Jesus came and said, "It ain't over until God says it's over." And that's the title of this message. It ain't over until God says it's over. I want you to tell say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Tell God says it's over.
Tell God says it's over.
Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Until God says it's over.
Until God says
it. Now, if you by yourself, you tell yourself this. It ain't over. Say, self. So, it ain't over until God says it's over. Hallelujah. Now, I've got to share this with you, that many people, maybe even your family, your friends, their circle, some folk on your in your church, have said, "Oh, it's all over for you. Oh, you'll always be receiving welfare. You'll always your parents gonna have to take care of you for the rest of your life, because you ain't nothing. You're never gonna be nothing." You know what? You don't hear stuff like that. "Oh, you's an idiot. Oh, you just dumb. You stupid." They've decreed and declared stuff over your life. They've called you all kinds of names other than a child of God. But I've got news for you. Your life ain't over until God says it's over.
Mm,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to understand this. I'll go to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. See, y'all got to understand this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As she's going there, when you get there, say amen. I want you to you understand this. That God, Hallelujah, 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life. And then it went on and said, and he did not send his son to condemn the world. So you know it ain't Jesus telling that on you. To putting condemnation on you. Glory to God. That's the other guy. You don't believe me? Romans 8:1 says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. In other words, there's no guilt, no stuff. Hey, God ain't putting stuff on you. The word says he came to save you, not to condemn you. Glory to God. You he had Jeremiah 29?
Jeremiah 29:11
says,
for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
Stop! I want you, see, you hear that. Thoughts about you are not evil, but good. Well, look here. Tell you all that kind of crazy stuff, you know that their father is a liar because it doesn't line up with what God says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That it's a lie.
Amen.
You don't receive that.
Amen.
You don't even let them come out their mouth. They start to say something like that on you. Say, excuse me, I don't mean no harm. But I'm the report of God is what I'm going to receive his report, not the report of the devil. And you're being used by the enemy. In fact, shut up, Satan. Shut up,
Amen.
Devil.
Amen.
And I'm not, look, don't you think you're telling that person to shut up? You're telling the devil or the spirit that's motivating that person to say that. You're telling him to shut up, to stop talking that talk, that trash, because it's trash. It's junk. Come on now. You know it when you got on your cell phone, you got junk and trash. Well, all that's junk and trash. It's the garbage. You don't receive no garbage. You ain't a garbage truck. You're not a garbage can. Glory to God. Yeah, you may have made some mistakes in your life. Go to Micah. That's the book after Jonah. Micah chapter 7 and verse 7. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. She's quick, John McGraw. Oh, another name for Pastor Peaches. Go ahead, read.
Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
Read on.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me.
Stop. Yeah, we don't make mistakes. I've made many mistakes in my life. You know what? And I have people that tell me, see, I just know this truth until now. What time we got? I've got to hurry up here.
4:03.
Oh, I'm in good shape. They told me, I was giving this testimony, I think I said the last Sunday. They told me my life was over. After they told me my life was over, I got a diploma from a computer school programming the mainframes, writing program language. Hallelujah. I'm good. Got 3 degrees from college. I got married, got 8 children, 17 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. They dropping like flies. Watch out now. Another coming any day now. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a ministry to the homeless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm a chairman of the Legislative Committee of the Central Maryland Council of the Blind. I'm a bishop, glory to God. Glory to God. I'm a pastor of a mighty church, glory to God. We're building a hospital, glory to God, in Uganda with Penny. Come on now. Hallelujah. We're blessing Pacific Garden Missions, the St. Jude Hospital, Jude Hospital, Al Daily Bridge. You have a red one? We help get that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Feeding the hungry. Habitat for somebody be all, we gone around all over the place beating folks, hallelujah, after they said my life was over. Guess what? I found out, they lied. And they lied on you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give me another. Hold on, look here. I got you understand this. It ain't over till God says it's over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 46 and 10 says, you don't have to go to that. Says that he knows the ending from the beginning. And he says, you're a winner. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, he always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. You're always a winner. Guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You done read the last word in the Bible, Revelation. The last word is amen. You done read the first word in the Bible, in the beginning. Watch out. He loved the ending from the beginning. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. I got to slow down. I forgot somebody's trying to translate this as a Mandarin Chinese. Sorry, Jesus. Anyway, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. He knew us before the foundation of the world. And then you had some knucklehead cross-eyed. I hope I'm not talking about your family members. Jesus, excuse me, forgive me. Some slew-footed a minion of the devil trying to tell you you ain't nothing. You ain't going to be nothing. You never were nothing. Hallelujah. They lie. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar and the father of them. That's why, hallelujah, I can't vote for Trump. Because he's a liar. Hallelujah. It's a God. And I know who his father is. I don't care what he say out of his mouth, because it's probably a lie. You know what I'm saying? He's not in favor of abortion. Probably he done had 4 or 5 women pay them to have abortions of all the children he done tried over the years. Come on now. It'll come all out in the water. Watch out now. Whatever's done in secret now, it's going to be come out in the open. Watch out now. Or I'm solidized. Somebody, listen to me, they're going to vote for him. Don't you waste your vote. Voting for the devil. Glory to God. But anyway, Jesus, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. It ain't over till God says it's over. And I got news for you. Hallelujah. You still breathing. You still can fog up a mirror. Guess what? It ain't over for you. You say, but I'm 92 years old. Baby, can you pick up the phone? Can you call somebody and encourage them, give them a testimony? Hallelujah. The Bible says, Revelation, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Somebody is going through what you already have been through, and the operative word is that you done been through it. Hallelujah. You done made it. Hallelujah. You came out in the light. Hallelujah. God done brought you from a mighty long way. Glory to God. I got news for you. Thank you, King Yada Lobo Chakara. Yada Lobo Chakara. Yada Lobo Chakara. You still got work to do, baby. Encourage somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You 15 years old and you don't want to run around with a crowd, but you don't know what to do. Call up some senior citizen and encourage them to tell them how you're thinking about you, about them, you're praying for them. Hallelujah. And if you have the wherewithal, go. Get a bag of groceries. Go take it over to the house. Oh, go take them a happy meal. Go do something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People talk about, I'm serving the Lord in their home. They're home like Fort Knox. I'm not knocking bars in the window, bars in the doors, and all that, but you got to come out and do something sometimes. Well, I'm serving the Lord at home. You know, well, you know what? The Bible said that serving God is by serving others. Hallelujah. And if you're not serving others, guess what? You ain't serving God. Now, I did not say that. Don't, you know what, Brother Burns said? I did not say that. I did not write that. I came late, too late to change it. The Word of God says, oh, you don't believe me? Go to, what's that, Matthew 18? I think it's Matthew 18 chapter. Also, Matthew 25. Let's check it out. Y'all check them out. Hallelujah. Yes. So you got to serve others, baby. You say, well, you know, I'm scared of others. But baby, People come in your house and shoot you. You may as well go out here, go fighting for the kingdom. Hallelujah. You may as well do what God put you here to do. What did he put you here to do? To destroy the works of the enemy. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I know I'm preaching good. Oh, you don't have to shout me down because I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. Oh, Minister Linda, please get back in the bed. You're not supposed to be skipping all over the floor like that. Glory to God. Brother Jerry, somebody pull Brother Jerry down from the light switches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Don, God bless you. Love you, brother. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. I thank God. It ain't over until God says it's over. I don't care. You may be flat on your back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be a quadriplegic. Hallelujah. But you can talk. You tell somebody. Tell them they bring me your phone, dial this number. And I said, baby, I just want to encourage you. You, according to PVD, on your back in a bed in a hospital, and you calling somebody to encourage them? Yeah. You just go to the book, the Timothy, 1 Timothy. That was written to Timothy. And Paul's going to God, encouraging him. You know where Paul was? He's in prison, and he tried encouraging other folks. It don't matter what you're going through, baby. God's on your side. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what it seems like, what it even smells like, you are more than a conqueror. You are a winner. You're going to make it, baby, because it ain't over until God says it's over. You know, I know that some folks say, well, it's over for my sister, my brother. Loose lips sink ships. Keep your mouth shut. If you can't say something good, keep your trap shut. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians 4, verse 27. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think that's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. If you can't say nothing good, don't open your trap. Don't open your mouth. Glory to God. Keep your trap shut. Hallelujah, you ought to be going around encouraging and building people up. You ought to be, hallelujah, 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 dealing with the work of the ministry, hallelujah, edifying the body. And you are speaking doom and gloom over your sisters and your brothers and your co-workers and your family and the neighborhood and your company, your city, the country. Hallelujah. Oh, we all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because one day, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout and with the voice of the archangel. Hallelujah. Then the dead in Christ shall rise. And them that remain shall be called up to meet him in the air. Oh, glory to God. I feel my help coming. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all don't get your bowels in the uproar when you hear some preachers talking about there ain't going to be a rapture. That's all right. Don't worry about them because I'm going in the rapture. They want to stay around here and be kicked and stomped on and kicked in the head and beat up by the devil. That's on them. I'll see you later, alligator, after wild clouds. It ain't over until God says it's over. Oh, I feel my help coming. Y'all got to help me now. Somebody say amen. If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one just for a little while? It's time for us to start travailing again. Oh, Pastor Maxie, girl, you go, girl. It's time for us to throw away the clock. Throw away that big alarm clock you put in your back pocket. Hallelujah, go with that God. And start thinking about the result. What do you want? Glory to God. I want my son to come out on drugs and you won't pray for 5 minutes. Come on now. You ought to be praying 24 hours a day. Come on now. In fact, I want that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm travailing right now. What time you got? Glory to God. What time you got, sis? Come on now.
4:13.
Yada go to shock and I don't know what chando. He ain't no little more she can't on the land. We ain't gonna know. I'll break the path of their oppression of the enemy right now. You come over so good in the world. I'm not a little shock and I don't know about that. You're not a little more chocolate. I'm not a little more chocolate. Gave gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Yadako Shakaranaloma. And whom God blessed, no man can curse. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:8, Numbers 23:20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 1:3. And perfect love cast out fear, because fear hath torment. 1 John 4:18. Hallelujah. And we have not received the hallelujah the spirit of fear. Nor timidity, but a power of love with a sound, disciplined mind. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. Hallelujah. And we don't want to be learning our lessons the hard way all the time, oh God. But we ask, oh God, that you give us rain, oh God. Revelation, wisdom, and knowledge in our hearts, oh God. You, hallelujah. You tell us, Lord, we will hear and obey. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. And that's the teaching. I'm getting ready to give out knowledge and God. Yada check out of the Lord. Hallelujah. But go ahead, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is Bishop E.T. Bird. Yeah, you done heard us. Hallelujah. I hope you got all those God. Hope you got all those scriptures. If you didn't, just give me a call back at 1-410-444-5152. That's 1-410-444-5152. Leave a message, hallelujah. If you got a prayer request, if you got a testimony, if you just say, go, boy, hallelujah. It's all right, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peachy, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, the most shout out of the voice.
Thank you. Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah.
It ain't over until God says it.
Yes.
We wouldn't give it one to the Lord. We wouldn't give it up. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I never could have made it. Hallelujah. Glory to the boy, Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Much better.
Hallelujah.
When I look back,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the boy, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just got to share this with you. It was just like fire set up in my bones. I could feel it in my belly. I want you to know, I got to share this with you. Somebody's looking for good ground to sow into. This is good ground. And Pastor Peach is going to give you the cash app. You're not going to give any other, no, just the cash app. Hallelujah. And if you have a donation but you don't want to use that, you can call that number we get, and we'll tell you other ways to send a donation to us. Hallelujah. It's good ground. I know it. I am not doubting it for one bit that this is good ground. Hallelujah. Because God talks to me. Hallelujah. And he tells me what his people need. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that he ain't going to stop. I'm not going to stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to keep preaching the word in season and out of season. Hallelujah. God bless the Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to donate to this good ground, hallelujah. The dollar sign, capital T. The rest of the letters are lowercase. P as in Paul. H as in Harry. P as in Paul. W as in Walter or as in worship. And C as in church. TPHCPWC. And saints of God, name your seed and watch God work for you.
Hallelujah.
Watch God do what you need him to do. Hallelujah.
I want folks to call on me, though. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't keep your miracle to yourself. Call us. Give them the number. Call us.
Hallelujah.
And let
Hallelujah.
Us know what God has done for you.
Hallelujah. Call 410-444-5152 and put your miracle on the phone. Tell us your miracle. Hallelujah. Tell us what you were believing God for and what God has done. Hallelujah. Because
Hallelujah.
We know what God is able to do, and we want to hear that God has done it for you.
Hallelujah. There's somebody that's been looking for a job. Call you by Wednesday and say, come and start. Can you start work right now? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That sister, glory to God. You've been on the list, glory to God, for a liver transplant. But I've got news for you. God has already transplanted it. We thank God for his creator's miracle. And there's a new liver right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yarabo shaka
little
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah. There's nothing too big or too small.
Hallelujah.
Continue to collect your pennies. Hallelujah. When you want me to come past and pick him up, just put the address on, put it on that same phone number, 410-444-5152. I want you to come past and pick up the pennies for the hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah.
And Pastor Peaches, let them know that if you're not in this country, you can still do Cash App and send you're in another area and we can't go by in our car to pick it up. You can put something on Cash App and say the reason hospital or pennies for the hospital. Something has to be, look, one U.S. penny is worth 37.91 shillings in Ugandan money. And I'll tell you, hallelujah, God is building a hospital with pennies. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you,
put some music on there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
the glory of the Lord comes down. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
God.
Oh,
your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Can I help you? It doesn't matter what
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He only sees me who I am. Does anybody know that tonight?
Oh,
oh, oh. He is mine, and I am him. And it doesn't matter what I am. See, he only sees me.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Lord come down.
Oh, let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Lord come down.
Lift up your hands.
Lift up your hands.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
And let us sing to the power of the Lord come down. Let us sing.
Tell
the power of the Lord come down. Well, let us sing. Sing tell the power of the Lord come down. Lift up your
hands.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Let us sing. Tell the power of the Lord come down. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, let us sing, sing till the power of the Lord come down. Oh, let us sing, sing till the power of the Lord come down. Lift up your head, don't be afraid. Oh, let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. God bless you.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Bless you,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
friends.
Hallelujah.
We
thank
love you.
You.
I mean, you keep tuning into our
hallelujah,
program.
Hallelujah.
The service is not a program. It's
hallelujah.
Not a show. It's a service. And we're going to keep singing till the power of the Lord come down. Hallelujah. We're going to keep praying until the power of the Lord come down. We're going to keep on fasting until the power of the Lord come down. We're going to keep reading the word until the power of the Lord come down. We're going to keep quoting the word until the power of the Lord come down. We're going to, hallelujah, just keep on singing until the power of the Lord come down. Not just in our life, but in your life, brother, in your life, sister, in your life, son, daughter, mother, father, grandparents, Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, elders, ministers, deacons, sisters and brothers, hallelujah. Those in Christ, those out of Christ, we're going to pray and keep on singing until you come, hallelujah, into the light. Those that are homeless right now, we're going to keep praying and keep on enduring. We're going to keep on feeding. We're going to keep on, hallelujah, getting housing over you until, hallelujah, you can be on the winning team, hallelujah. Hallelujah, those, hallelujah, glory to God. For trouble in the mind, we're going to, hallelujah, we're going to keep on praying, we're going to keep on singing until the strongholds of the enemy are broken, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We're going to sing, lift up out,
the Lord come down,
lift up your hands,
head.
Don't be afraid,
don't be afraid.
Oh, let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. Oh, let us sing
till
the power of the Lord come down. Oh, let us
sing till the power
of the Lord come down. Lift up your
head.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, let us sing till the power of the Lord come down. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord Jesus, for everyone in every hamlet, every city, every countryside. Hallelujah. Every nation under the sound of my voice. We send the grace and mercy of God through the airways to touch every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Now, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Psalms 19:14. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For Pastor Peaches and myself, Bishop E.T. Byrd, God bless you. God loves you, and we love you too.